Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
It's the Riders on the Radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodel-a-yodel-a-yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Big Spender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, mighty fine, and a great big Western howdy to you. Ranger Doug here, idol of American youth, welcoming you once again to Riders Radio Theater. And this, appearance number 1,864 in our long and semi-illustrious career. Before we lasso another doggie, let me take just a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right as you peer into your peerless reproducer, stands the young man who plays the string bass in our trio. He's our sagebrush Socrates, Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Gosh. Thank you. Ranger Doug, it's funny you should introduce me that way because I have been doing some philosophical thinking lately about, you know, the meaning of life at all.
Really?
And I've come up with, you know, if we lived here, we'd be home now.
Thank you, Slim. Thank you so much for that brilliant thought. Cogito ergo sum, huh?
Gesundheit, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Slim. Just relax, Slim. And to my right, that's your left, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul!
Woody, 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 Woody.
Homo bovino simplissimo.
We don't allow that on our ranch, Woody.
Homo bovino magnifico.
Ranger Doug!
Watch your tongue, pal. Thank you. And of course, I'd like to introduce our orchestra to you once again. Vic Willis! Master of the Stomach Steinway. Fellas, let's saddle up and hold that critter down.
Yeah. One, two, three.
It's roundup time and the weather's fine. The strays must all be branded. The irons fry and the dogies cry, but the old man has commanded. So all day long I sing this song, hold that critter down.
Holding down, burn is high. There's extra pay for every day, so hold that critter down. Burn is high, holding down.
I'll head for town when the boss comes around with the back pay that he owes me. Get drunk as sin with my old pal Slim and land where the bouncer throws me. Not a bet him 10 he can't do it again. Hold that critter down.
Hold him down. Burn is high. There's extra pay for every day. So hold that critter down. Burn is high. Hold him down. Yodel-a-dee-o, adee-lo. Lay-dee-o, adee-lo. Yodel-a-dee-o.
Burn his hide.
These people are starved for entertainment.
Well, back next
day with 10 minutes pay left from the check that I drew. The boss said, son, you're a son of a gun, but I wish that I was like you. So I'll burn hair for next month's tear and hold that critter down.
Holding down,
holding down,
burn his hide,
burn his hide.
There's extra pay for every day, so hold that critter down, burn his hide, holding down. Your lady, oh, I need a low. Lady, oh, I need a low. Your lady, oh.
This portion of Writers Radio Theater is brought to you by the Mammoth Vocational Training Schools, where profit and education is our only goal. Here now is El Philo, Larry Mammoth.
Friends, are you one of the millions of dreamers with a desire to be seen on the fabled silver screen? Yes, I know we can't all be Meryl Streeps, and a Chuck Norris comes along once in a lifetime if we're lucky, but there are plenty of other opportunities to break into the movies. Please pay close attention to the following dramatization, because I am about to reveal to you the stuff that dreams are made of.
Otto, we have a colossal script here. It's gonna make a colossal Western movie. But before I sign all these contracts here, let's go over the checklist and see if we have everything we need.
Right, there'll be.
Okay, have we got all the stars, right?
Right, there'll be.
We have the locations, right?
Right, there'll be.
The set designers, the carpenters, the best boys, the key grips.
Right, there'll be.
The geezers. We don't have the geezers.
No, LB. There is a geezer shortage in Hollywood right now.
Merciful heavens, we've got to have geezers. What's a Western without hundreds of old codgers in faded plaid shirts, greasy fake beards, and dirty underwear? Cancel the movie. Put all the Westerns in turnaround.
Amazing, isn't it, friends? No Westerns this year because of a shocking shortage of trained geezers in Tinseltown. But Hollywood's appalling geezer deficit could be your yellow brick road to a golden opportunity. Announcing... the Mammoth Vocational School for Geezer Training.
I heard that.
Think about it, friends. You can be a respected pillar of the community, keep your hands clean, and bring home a fat paycheck to boot. All this and glamour, too, as a geezer on the silver screen. Mr. Milo Barlow and Mr. Garvin Swink were beauty school dropouts in Oatmeal, Texas, when they heard my geezer roll call.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Listen. Hey, we were hopelessly starstruck in Oatmeal.
That's fact. And we took our Mammoth Vocational Geezer Training course and...
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah.
Now we are full-fledged Hollywood geezers and meeting lots of full-figured Hollywood starlets.
Starlets? Yeah, I heard that.
Yes, believe it or not, we took these hopelessly starstruck hayseeds, put them in funny hats, fake beards, and dirty underwear. Then we taught them to stand around in a crowd and say...
Yeah, now you're talking, Roy.
And immortal geezer lines like...
He went that away, Tex.
And the ever-popular...
String him up, Gene!
And Saddle Pals. Once your intensive geezer training is completed, we don't drop you off on the corner of Hollywood and Vine and forget about you. No. That's when our trained staff of casting consultant goes to work for you. Yes, these Hollywood experts will help keep your career on the move for only a 90-10 division of profits. Then, as you get better at your craft, you can keep as much as 15% of what you earn. All of this plus that famous catered lunch.
Oh, yeah, hey, listen. Hey, listen. Yeah. Yesterday I worked for lunch. They give us a sandwich and an apple and a Coca-Cola.
Boy, it's real good, too.
Yeah.
Especially them chips.
Hey, wait, I didn't get no chips.
This is your chance to live your dreams.
You got
the
my
price
bag
is only $9.99. And if you act now, I'll also include the graduate course in secret words to mumble as you mill around in a crowd scene. Words like... the ever-popular... and Roland is unlimited, so don't delay. Call now, and here's how.
To enroll in the Mammoth Vocational Geezer Training Course, have your Visa, Albanian Express, or MasterCard ready and call 1-900-GEEZERS. That's 1-900-GEEZERS.
And remember, Geezer at courses soon to be available for adventurous buckarettes.
And now here again are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Bix. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It is with some trepidation that I approach this part of the show because, as most of you know by now, this is guest star time, and Too Slim does
yes.
pick the guest star. Slim, I suppose you've lined us up another unusual guest this week, a mime, a ballet dancer, a banjo player.
No, Ranger Doug, I have a real cowboy singer.
What?
Yes.
We finally got a real cowboy singer on Writers Radio Theater?
Yes, Ranger Doug, he's one of my favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, a close personal friend of all of ours. How about a big hand for the great Johnny Western?
Thank you. Thank you, Riders. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Gosh, John, it's great to see you here.
It's great to be here,
gentlemen.
All those years with Gene Autry and the Johnny Cash Show and writing the theme for Paladin and...
Well, it's been a lot of fun, but then we've had a lot of fun together on the road also, haven't we?
We sure have down through the years, and it's great to have you with us here. Side me. What are you doing here, old-timer?
Well, I heard Johnny Western was on the show.
Yeah, there he is.
And I got so riled up, he's one of my favorites. So, Johnny, I done bring you a little offering here. It's a plate of my beans. Here you go.
I don't believe I've often seen that color in food. I believe I'll save mine until a little later.
No, that'd be great, Johnny. My golly, it's a treat to see you here, boy.
Side meat, what's that piece of paper you got right there?
Well, this one here?
Yes, sir.
That's my list.
List of what?
That's my list of all the fellers I can whoop.
Well, who just happens to be on that list? I know most of the people in Hollywood.
Well, I got Clint Eastwood up here. Whoop him. I got Rex Allen.
Senior
and junior.
You can whoop both of them. Okay.
Bring them on, that's what I say. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Dan Quayle. Johnny Western.
Hold it. Hold it right there.
What do you mean?
What was that last name?
Johnny Western.
We've known each other for a long time, and you can't whip me.
Well, I'll cross your name off the list.
All right.
Side me.
Well, that's an existential joke, ain't it?
Boy, that's existential as you can get. I think it's about time to get Johnny to sing a song, and we had a special request for him to sing the tune that he wrote for the great Paladin TV show.
Wow.
2, 3, 4. Have gun, will travel, reads the card of a man. Yeah. A knight without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire heeds the calling wind. A soldier of fortune is the man called Richard Boone.
Hey, wait a minute.
Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Now, gentlemen, that's all I ever had a chance to sing on the CBS show all those years. But there's a second verse on all of our recordings, and it takes 52 more seconds and goes exactly like this. He travels on to wherever he must. A chest knight of silver is his badge of trust.
Brought to you by Anison.
And there are campfire legends that the plainsmen spin.
Blue cheer.
Of the man with the gun, of the man called Paladin. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Far from home. Far from home. Thank you.
Johnny Western.
Johnny Western.
Writers Radio Theater is taped before a live audience at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center in Nashville, Tennessee. And now Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 1 of Mystery of the Lost Ozone, entitled Dialing for Dokies. It had been a long, hot summer in Tumbleweed Valley, a summer of drought and high melodrama. But now, as the seasons change, and despite the continuing drought, there was peace in the valley. And in an ongoing search for water, riders in the sky had driven their entire herd to the top of Mom's Mesa. Now, as the western sun sinks low, they settle down for the long, dry night ahead. The late afternoon is strangely quiet. Perhaps too quiet.
I don't like it, boys.
I don't like it either. It's quiet. Perhaps too quiet.
Yeah, it's hungry up here, too.
Hey, side meat, when's dinner gonna be ready, old coot?
Old coot? Call me an old coot? Why, yeah, you, there's nothing everybody to say. I just wanna say you gotta...
Side meat, take it easy. You'll spook the herd. Besides, when you talk like that, you sound like Gabby Hayes, and no one can understand you.
Yeah. Okay, Ranger Doug. I'm waiting for the herd to settle down before I start banging pots and pans around.
You know, he's right, Woody. The slightest sound now could start a stampede!
Oh, no! There they go! Turn them, boys!
Turn them, boys!
They're heading for the cliff! Look out! I'm right for the lead! Look out! It's too late! Look out, guys! Oh, no! The whole herd lost again! Splatted on them rocks down there again!
I can't believe it. Some of my best friends, too.
Oh, and there goes my chuck wagon, just like before.
Oh no. Oh. Does that mean we can eat out tonight?
Why, you... I'd just like to get my hand around because...
Easy, Simon, easy. You're sounding like Gabby again, boys. This is serious.
You're telling me.
Without the herd, we can't make our mortgage payment on the ranch next Tuesday.
Oh, woe is us. What in the world was that funny sound that spooked the herd anyway?
Yeah, what was it? It sounded kind of like a giant can of deodorant.
I don't know, boys, but I know we've got to do something and fast.
Yeah, but what?
Well, there's no way we can do anything about this herd. It's lost.
Sure is, yeah.
That's right.
And there's no way we can buy new doggies. We don't have the money.
Man, good thinking, Ranger Doug.
Well, if we can't buy him, that leaves just one way to get him.
Ranger Doug, you don't mean...
You boys know better than that. No, what I mean is if we can't buy the doggies, we'll win the doggies.
You mean...
That's right. We've got to get on the game show, dialing for doggies.
Great idea, Ranger Doug.
Hey, that's my favorite show.
Oh, I sit by the phone and watch it every week. Yeah. Come on, let's go.
I know you do, old-timer, but somebody has to stay behind to keep an eye on the place and give the herd a decent burial. Again.
All right. You can count on me, Ranger Doug. Get going, boys, and say, win us some doggies.
Thanks, side. Let's ride, boys.
And so, determined to restore their herd and save the famed old Triple X Ranch, riders in the sky peel leather and push their trusty steeds to the limit in a mad dash to be game show contestants. They climb high mountains, forge raging rivers, and cross a vast wasteland, finally arriving in Hollywood, the land of dreams, where in no time at all they find themselves under the bright, hot, white lights of a television studio.
Come on in! It's time for Dialing for Doggies! And now, here's your Dialing for Doggies host, Week Linkley.
Howdy, everybody. I'm Week Linkley, and this is... Dialing for Doggies, the show that doesn't give away frivolous dream vacations, big money, or huge avocado-colored appliances. Oh, no. This is the show that gives away real beef on the hoof. And if you've checked the price of hamburger lately, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, Chuck, who's playing Dialing for Doggies with us today?
Today's contestants hail from the Tumbleweed Valley. These hardworking cowpokes raise good beef for hungry people, and their hobbies include yodeling, playing rope tricks on the radio, and playing their faces. Week, meet Riders in the Sky!
Howdy, cowboys. Let's play Dialing for Doggies.
Okay, Mr. Linkley.
Just call me Week, boys.
Whatever you say, Week.
Okay. Let's play. Today's theme is a different side of music, and the categories are... School of Hard Knocks, Calls of the Wild, and Musical Mystery Meat. There's a threesome for you. Now, you know, boys, you know the rules. If you have to answer a question in the first two categories to build your herd, that puts you in line for that third category of Dialing for Doggies. Isn't it exciting, boys?
Oh, it sure is.
Well, we can't wait.
Okay. Now, your first question is under the category of Calls of the Wild.
Ooh.
And the question is, in the 1936 Republic Pictures movie, The Old Corral, Gene Autry, my hero, beats up Roy Rogers and makes him do something he really doesn't want to do. For 50 doggies, what was it?
Oh, gosh. Do you know Woody?
No, Slim. How about you, Ranger Doug? Do you know?
I haven't the foggiest, but I do know when in doubt. Hey, Woody.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly what he did. He made him yodel. Okay, Wranglers, you now have 50 doggies. If you answer the next question correctly, you'll double your winnings. And now...
Whoa.
Hold on to your hats, buckaroos. Those gun shops mean that the stakes are automatically doubled. That means this next question you'll be playing for 200 head of beef on the hoof.
Wow.
Okay. The category is the School of Hard Knocks. And the question is, now audience, must have absolute silence, no coaching, please. The question is, what is the second oldest instrument known to man? And if you can play the theme from Bonanza on it, you'll win 50 bonus doggies. What do you say?
I knew someday this was gonna pay off. Check this out, Week.
That's right, that's right, that's right. The face is the second oldest instrument known to man.
Oh, yeah. I did it.
And that certainly was the theme from Bonanza.
Wow.
Now you boys have just won 250 rolling doggies.
Wow.
That win drives you boys through the chute into gambler's paradise. It gives you a shot at the big herd. Isn't it exciting, boys?
Oh, I'm about to wet my pants, Week.
Okay. Here's the deal. You can quit now.
Yeah?
Take your paltry herd of 250 mangy doggies and slink away. They're yours. Or you can really shoot for that old prairie moon and raise our ratings at the same time and go for dialing for doggies. Now, if you take this trail and hit the jackpot, you'll quadruple your winnings. How many doggies would that be, Chuck?
Why, that's 1,000 luxurious doggies, Week.
You wouldn't beef about that, would you, buckaroos and buckarettes? What
no,
do you think, boys?
Sir, gosh. What do you think, guys?
I don't know.
It's a big risk, all right,
yeah,
boys.
It sure is. Oh. Gee.
All right.
I don't know.
All right, cowboys, before you make up your mind, Chuck, tell them how it works.
All right, every week thousands of loyal viewers send in postcards with their name and phone number. We dump them all on this rootin' tootin' doggy dumpster over here and spin it around, and we draw a card out. Then we call that lucky viewer on the phone right here, right now. We ask if he or she the question from our third category of the day. In this case, Musical Mystery Meat. And if he or she answers the question correctly, you win 1,000 head of cattle, and the viewer wins a rare and valuable sepia-toned Von Monroe movie poster.
Yes. And of course, if they answer incorrectly, you lose everything.
Oh.
But, oh, so what? You came here with nothing, didn't you? Now you've got nothing to lose. All right, audience, what do you think? Should they go for it or shouldn't they? All right, cowboys, we're almost out of time. I must have your answer now.
Week, we've come a long way to get here.
Yeah.
We need that 1,000 head of cattle to restock our ranch and meet our mortgage payment. I guess you could say our very future depends on winning here. So we'll trust in the cowboy way and
go for it!
All right. Churn that rootin' tootin' doggy dumpster, Chuck. All right, I'll just take one here. Okay. Oh, this looks a lot more like chicken scratching than handwriting. I can barely make it out. It's Mr. Sid Wheat. Sid Wheat. I'll just dial the number right here. All right, it's ringing. It's getting exciting, isn't it, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. It's being answered.
Triple X Ranch, side meat speaking.
Hello, is a Mr. Sid Wheat there?
Sid Wheat? No. You got the wrong number, pal. Get off the line now, you nincompoop. I'm waiting for a call from dialing for doggies.
Oh, no! Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky? Who is Sid Wheat? Is Week Linkley a nincompoop? The answer to these questions and much more will be revealed in our next exciting episode when you'll hear Woody Paul say,
Sid Wheat? Wasn't he one of the Sex Pistols?
And Side Meat say,
I know a nincompoop when I see one.
So don't miss episode 2 of Mystery of the Lost Ozone next week at this Theater of the Mind.
And now, here again are Riders in the Sky, Vic Willis and Johnny Western.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Well, it's time for our Classic of the West once again, and we'd like to send this one out to the Gentry family, who listen to Riders and Radio Theater over WLRH in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey. We've asked Johnny Western to lead us in Bob Nolan's immortal Cool Water.
All day I faced a barren waste without the taste of water. Cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? Water. Cool, clear water. The shadows sway and seem to say, tonight we pray for water. Cool water. And way up there, he'll hear our prayer and show us where there's water. Cool, clear water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? Water. Cool. Clear. Water. Dan's feet are sore. He's yearning for just one thing more than water. Cool. Water. Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest for water. Cool, clear water. Keep the moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, and he spreads the burning sand with water. Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? Water.
For more information on Riders in the Sky, fabulous two-stage mercantile or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee 37189. This has been a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions in Nashville, Tennessee.
Thank you, Vic Willis, Johnny Western.